Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, we've been having an awesome, busy ministry day today. Phone calls, emails, and face-to-face witnessing out here on the street. So it's awesome. Even on a rainy, cold day, the word is going out. So anyway, today I just wanted to share something I thought was really sweet. I think it was last weekend. I don't know. I lose track of time. We stood out at a festival, and I remember it was really windy, and Brother James had a hard time holding on to his sign, but he did a good job. People saw it, and I was handing out gospel cards. And at one point in time, there was a man, maybe in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, I don't know, and he had a wife, and he had, I think, three daughters, and they were very young. And the littlest one, or maybe not the littlest one, one of them, maybe she was the older sister, actually. She might have been three, maybe four, I don't know. And she was like walking in between us while her dad was talking to Brother James. And the talk was going really well. He was seeing through a lot of man-made religion, so this is a really good thing. What I thought was really sweet was the little girl was saying this. She said, "Resist the devil and he will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee." She was kind of singing that song. And I don't know, it just kind of warmed my heart to see a little child at least getting a nugget of truth. And I don't know how much more she's getting. Hopefully the parents will go much deeper than what they are right now, but they got a lot of truth. And so anyway, I don't know, I just thought that would warm your hearts too, sisters, you know, those who have children, those who watch over them, the grandmas, us nanas out there, whatever you want to call us, you know, just seeing the precious little ones, getting the truth of God's word in a wicked world. And I'll just say, one little bit of truth like that can be a great seed that can grow into a transformed life. And I know this because that was me. I had very, very little truth. But the little bit of truth I had grew greatly. And praise God, now I get to share that with you, sisters, and we all get to share with one another because of the love of the Lord and the love of the brethren. But anyway, I thought I would share that with you, and then I was going to read that verse. It's actually James 4:7. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And, you know, I just want to encourage us all that we're told that if we resist the devil, he will flee. I mean, it's kind of like a command. We're being told, resist him, he'll flee. And that doesn't mean we just roll over and become a victim, sisters. We have the power through Christ for all things, right? So I also wanted to read 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22. "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." So, you know, God is so gracious to give us his precious word, and those protect us from Satan. His whole word gives us a transformed life through the gospel, good news through Christ and his shed blood to forgive us for our sins. And then God will give us the Holy Spirit. And then through his power, we can resist Satan. We can also, through ourselves, by killing our flesh, Romans 12, 1 and 2, you know, we're a living sacrifice for the Lord. So this is like an ongoing daily thing. And you know what? God has given us so much, but he's given us even more. And I want to read this. This is so awesome. We cannot forget this. And it's a good one to read all the time. And I remind myself this when we're out on the streets, because when, well, I was going to say, when we open up our van door, we're in the world, but we're actually sleeping in the world in various places all over. We're not out of it. We're in it, unless we go maybe find a secluded spot someplace, which doesn't happen often. But anyway, I thought I would read us Ephesians 6, 11 through 18. And let's strengthen ourselves, sisters. "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So I'll just stop right there. It just says, put it on so we can stand against him. Is that not powerful? So we're not a victim. We have all these things the Lord has given us, these that I'm reading about and more, be able to resist him. So anyway, we'll keep going. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise God for that, sisters. We can be strong sister soldier saints, striving on for the Lord and resisting the devil, and he will flee. All right, I'm going to let you go now, and I hope your evening is joyous in the Lord, sisters. Praise God.